Cut the crap. How many times a day do you want to say that to politicians? The elite, the loony liberals, the fake news media, and the gender-confused emotional socialist snowflake crowd. Cut the crap is your secret weapon for fighting for our freedoms and our great republic. It all begins with a massive mental enema, freeing you from the toxic news and politically correct views, which constipate your consciousness with stinking thinking. Your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, he's known for calling out politicians and telling them to cut the crap. You've seen him on virtually every television network and listened to him on Coast to Coast Radio. And now he's here to help you learn to fight for America. Culture, race, and American politics, they all have one thing in common. They all need to cut the crap. Now, here's your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey, folks, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer here, and we're going to cut some crap. We're going to cut some FBI, CIA, state police crap. Right? Now, crap, as I tell people for my radio program, I named the radio program Cut the Crap because everything that's going wrong in our society seems to be about culture, race, and American politics, CRAP. That is the crap that messes us up in the United States. Now, nothing says more about how far a system has fallen or how corrupt it goes than when your policing forces are out of control. How much did we see this in 2020 when our government allowed Antifa and BLM to riot, burn things down, destroy property, do all kinds of crimes? But of course, our government stood back and just basically swore, as the city burned behind them, that that was just peaceful protesting. Juxtapose that to January 6th, 2021, when you had true protesters at the Capitol. Number one, I was warning people, do not go, it's a setup. I tried warning people in December for weeks, don't go, don't go, don't go, it is a setup. But people are going to do what people are going to do. And in fact, it was a setup. And you had people following the crowd, just walking on in because the police let them in. And then they got to say that it was insurrectionist people trying to throw over the nation, and without any due process or releasing all the video footage of the crimes for America, they threw all kinds of people in jail, conservatives. Now, that's a sure sign that the system is going bad. That's a sign that something's off, something's wrong. And anytime this happens, and by the way, I want to thank New Jersey for tuning in. We've got Florida, we've got Wisconsin, the state of Texas. Right now, you can watch me. Sorry about my voice, but you can watch me on Gitter if you want to watch me doing this particular radio program live. Find me on Gitter. Just look up my name, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer. And you can chime in during the broadcast. I let you watch this face, which is made for radio, the single largest forehead space in the history of mankind. If you don't believe me, you're going to have to tune into the video feed. And I have my big gorilla dong, Mike. His name's Mike. Hangs right in my face as I do this program to have stereo for you. But we got Kansas in the house, Colorado, several in Colorado, Alabama, Massachusetts. Everybody across the nation is interested in this. New Jersey, Odessa, Texas. Around the world, people are watching. They're trying to figure out what's happening to the greatest nation on the planet, United States of America. And the world is worried about America's demise. We never, you know, I talked to my dad about this. My father's 89. And sharp as a tack. And I said, I know every generation, I was asking him about when he was in his 20s or 30s or whatever. I know every generation, as they get older, think their country is going to hell in a handbasket. West Virginia and Maryland just join us, Arkansas. I'm an Arkansas boy, by the way. So I'm talking to my dad in Arkansas, as a matter of fact. And he said, yeah, you tend to think your country's going to hell, but their big beef they had was excessive wars, right? The free love movement, gay in your face. But now everything's in our face, and we're watching our government quite possibly not take care of us. We're watching crimes being broken, and law enforcement agencies doing nothing about it. One of my other broadcasts, I talked about the robbing of trains that's going on in Los Angeles. 90 freight cars a day, every day, robbed of merchandise. And the criminals laugh at the police because California does nothing about it. Makes them pay like some ridiculous fine, you know, a few bucks. And they're out on the street doing it the next day. So policing's going down, and this kind of goes along with defund the police. But what fills that vacuum? And that's what I want to talk about, because you have to understand throughout our history, when policing stops being standardized policing, and by the way, my voice hasn't recovered from my poisoning yet, but I'm getting there. But when policing stops being true policing and becomes corrupt, and your government seems to be actively working to end our country, an interesting thing happened. It's literally all the way from Ivan the Terrible, go to the Soviet Union, North Korea, all with their special and secret police. Look what they've done in the name of enforcing the government's rule over the people and robbing their rights. Many people are saying having a woke FBI is certainly as dangerous as having a woke military. We have some serious issues when, in our country, conservatives are considered the enemy, and true bona fide criminals get away with it. I talked about on a previous radio broadcast how I think corruption needs politicians, and politicians need corruption and crime. It kind of feeds hands in hands with these criminals. One is the tool to get to the other means. And what does that mean? To take away our guns, to take away our rights, and to try to control every aspect of our life. Now, you might have seen recently in Texas that on Sunday past, there was an individual identified as Malik Faisal Akram. Malik Faisal Akram, Muslim, 44 years old, British national. He held four people hostage at a Texas synagogue for many hours for a standoff on Saturday before a rescue team entered the building and killed the suspect. That's bad enough. This happened at Beth Israel Congregation, about 15 miles from Fort Worth in Texas. The problem with coming in and holding people hostage is one thing. But the FBI started releasing statements that they did not believe this was a terrorist act because he was making no demands related to the Jewish community. So the FBI denied it was terrorism on our own shores. That's the crap we're going to be talking about in this episode. Be right back right after this break.
See, I told you learning how to tell the world to cut the crap would make you feel great. There's more to come. Jovan will be right back.
Get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
The morning after the 3 November 2020 presidential election, Americans woke up to the stark reality that our great nation was under a new type of attack. This attack didn't come with mortars or bullets, but was an assault on our sacred election process. Since then, Americans everywhere have had to ask themselves if they really believe that our election was true and fair. We are in a time of large-scale government corruption, and many have lost faith in our institutions. That's why we formed the America Project for you and for the nation. The America Project was formed by a group of fellow patriots who are building the most pro-freedom and pro-American network ever known. The America Project will connect you with organizations, churches, small businesses, and individuals to help you win for America. The America Project is about actions and results. Join our team today. God bless you and God bless America.
You know, it's kind of hard of us to think about a grand cabal, right? It's like something out of a James Bond movie, right? Some evil guy waiting for his $1 billion, right? Well, suspend belief for a moment. And do you believe that sometimes people cheat? Think about it. Have you played cards or any games with your brothers and sisters? People cheat. It's just the way it is. So now let's peel that onion back and let's look at the voting system. For the first time in history, we have the most people ever that came out to vote. Or the most people, dead people, that voted. Whatever it is. But the most people ever came out to vote. Then you have the most ever spent in any election year. $14 billion. Was spent in 2020. And then you have the first time in history by many, many multiples, tons of ballots mailed out, dumped in the marketplace. Is it a lot easier for maybe hundreds or tens or even thousands of people to do a bunch of little things, end up changing the big result? So sometimes don't think about it as this big grand cabal doing things. There's enough small people that do some of these bad things.
We're back. Now let's continue to fight back and take back our country by learning how to tell the politically correct to cut the crap. Here's Jovan.
So, had an interesting conversation during the break with people that were watching. I get to talk to you during the breaks, and that's why if you can go with me, I'm live, watch for the notices, make sure you click follow, you've got to click follow, so you get the notification. We were talking about my vagus nerve in my throat, which was a really interesting conversation. It's part of what's been affected me after this recent aerosol biological attack that got me at an event in Dallas. And so we have an interesting conversation about that, having a little bit of sense of humor to it. But what we're talking about, you know, here I am. I'm just a conservative. I don't really call myself a Republican anymore after November 4th, 2020. Republican Party raised $300 million for election integrity and has done nothing, didn't pay a penny to any of these audits. And in fact, most of the people that stood in the way of Arizona audits and everything else have been the Republicans, far more than the Democrats. Democrats, I understand, they sent in 70 lawyers, almost 100 lawyers, to sue every day during the audit. The Republicans basically smile, shake your hand, tell you what great people they are, and do it behind your back. It's really weird. But that's how bad our system has become. And it's our police forces on top of that that has gone nuts because we're not seeing enforcement actions. We're seeing stand downs. We're seeing conservatives being locked up and imprisoned for defending themselves. But we're seeing hoodlums and thugs who rob and pillage and burn and break and steal and loot basically being patted on the back because they're exercising their riots. I think this is all part of a concerted effort to undo America. That's why they're promoting defund the police. If they can take all of that money from local police departments and keep it from going there, then they'll federalize the police departments and we'll have a national police force, which is part of the problem. It's what the Soviet Union did. And those are the regimes where it turns brutal. Same with North Korea. They're not worried about enforcing laws. They're worried about keeping their citizens in lockstep with their corrupt governments. And these police get drunk on power. Good police just leave. They retire, like you're seeing. The bad police come in because they get to ride roughshod over people and basically have a license to kill and steal and rape and plunder. It's going on. Now, a good example that this is going on is, you know, this fellow, Malik Faisal Akram, when you looked at this event and the FBI came out and said, this has nothing to do with terrorism. This is not a hate crime. This is not a terrorist act. It was just a coincidence that he happened to decide to do it in Beth Israel congregation in Colleyville, Texas. When the reality is, he was in the temple specifically attacking Jews because he was a Muslim, and he was demanding the release of Al-Qaeda folks in the Middle East. He was a weaponized, activated sleeper who came to visit the United States from Britain. They've now subsequently arrested two more people for assisting him, for which I understand happened. Now, this evidently went on for a while. I think it came about 11 hours later after he entered this synagogue. By the way, it was live streaming the Sabbath morning service on Facebook and Zoom around 11 a.m. The live stream appeared to capture part of the incident before it was removed. He let some people go out. You see all kinds of Muslims saying he shouldn't have been shot. He shouldn't have been shot. He let them go. No, he let one go out the front. The rest literally bolted and went out the back door with him after him, gun in hand. And then he was killed, as he should have been. Now, our fearless President-elect Joe Biden immediately went on the airways saying, we just don't have enough facts. This is not an act of terror. I don't think there's sufficient information to know about why he targeted his synagogue, why he insisted on the release of someone who's been in prison for 10 years, or why he was engaged, or why he was using anti-Semitic and anti-Israel comments. Does that not right there tell you how disconnected this man is from reality? He said, we just don't have enough to know this is an act of terror. But in his statement, he said he targeted a synagogue. He wanted the release of someone who's been in prison for 10 years. He was using anti-Semitic, anti-Israel comments. But this wasn't terrorist. This was an attack. Do you understand how bad it is when the president of the United States can't even call it what it is because he's so far left and most of his cabinet and lawmakers hate Israel? How bad does it take to realize that our Judeo-Christian nation is under attack. When our own president, the commander-in-chief, who is supposed to be taking care of our nation and protecting us against foreign threats, and those threats may be domestic on our soil, is afraid because of the left to call it what it is. Because he absolutely did not want to call it a terrorist attack. Well, what happened is patriots all over got up in arms, started talking about it, started sharing it. And it made the administration backtrack. They had to admit, this was a terrorist attack. Do you think it was because he wanted to release Afida Siddiqui, who was serving an 86-year sentence in Texas, convicted in 2010 on 7 charges, including attempted murder and armed assault on U.S. Officers in Afghanistan, and that's who he wanted released, and he decided to do it in a synagogue? No wonder the Jewish community was upset. When we come back, I'm going to give you some more disturbing facts, and we're going to continue to talk about state police and when they go out of control. Be right back, right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight, Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote. But your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain, how did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it, or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room. There were 242 operatives just in Georgia alone. And what they did is they loaded every one of these drop boxes. Here's where they got the ballot. You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist. Now you have the facts and the information to educate them and to open their eyes to what's really happening.
Did you know that Jovan is the only private citizen which has a full webpage dedicated to him on the Secretary of Georgia's government website? Why? Because politicians are deathly afraid of Jovan, his reach, his fans, and his calling them out publicly and telling them to cut the crap. They know Jovan empowers the people, and corrupt politicians do not want the people knowing the truth. Now, let's get back to it.
So I have to admit it. You probably saw me December 2020 calling out the Georgia Senate. And I can tell you, most Senate legislators do not like me. And they don't like me because I call it like it is, and they do not want that. It's worse than most social media influencers. They do not want to be called out. They can't handle it. And so when they do these telecasts or presentations, they only allow the people that are meek and mild going to say what they are going to fixed say, not the people that really call them out. That's why they don't like this stuff. But let me tell you what I don't like. Let me tell you this crap of why I'm trying to make you the smartest patriot in the room. It's really simple. The crap is culture. That's the C. R is race. A and P is American politics. 4, are policing agencies to come out and literally say, right? We do believe from our engaging with this suspect that he was singularly focused on one issue and it was not specifically related to the Jewish community, but we'll continue to work to find out the motive. Now, why didn't he walk into a Burger King? Why is it our government can't call it like it is? That's the FBI special agent in charge, Matt DiSarno, basically making those comments. We do believe from our engagement with this subject that he was singularly focused on one issue and it was not specifically related to the Jewish community, but we were continuing to work to find out the motive. And yet, you hear his boss say, oh yeah, he was yelling anti-Semitic, and oh yeah, he's Muslim, and oh yeah, he wanted a terrorist out, but we don't think it's terrorism. It is obviously a matter of anti-Semitic behavior. But even our FBI, our special agent in charge, Matt DiSarno, right, was a big dissemblance from what was true. Instead of focusing on the fact that this guy was a radicalized Muslim from the UK, he focused on, this is the word salad they do to us, this is the distraction. The administration made him, or he chose to focus on, that Malik Faisal Akram's primary demand was Pakistani neuroscientist Afia Siddiqui's immediate release from prison. It didn't matter if he was a neuroscientist, physicist, or a hamburger flipper. He attacked American troops in Afghanistan. That is a terrorist attack. We're seeing this time after time that our law enforcement officials are hampered by the very government they work for, and they even fail to understand when an anti-Semitic incident occurs. I can tell you this. Let's see, I've been on social media ever since social media, day one. I've been in technology well over 30 years. These last 2 years are the most anti-Semitic I've ever seen. And the anti-Semitic is not only from the left, who hate Israel and want Israel obliterated from the planet. It also comes from the right, because now it's this thing saying, well, y'all have taken over media and you're a Zionist, and all this misinformation, it's coming from all sides. Anti-Semitic rhetoric is up, literally. Literally. Out of control. Now, to also say that this isn't anti-Semitic or terrorist, just so you know, this Siddiqui, who is serving an 86-year sentence in Fort Worth, and somebody in chat said it really good, our intelligence agencies aren't very intelligent, are they? Nope, intelligence is not intelligent when it comes to our agencies. This person who we're talking about that he was trying to get released, let's see if you can put this one together. During her 2010 trial for her attack in Afghanistan of American soldiers, she demanded that the court conduct genetic testing to weed out jurors of Zionist or Israeli background. Think about that for a moment. Is that in and not of itself anti-Semitic? This is the problem when, instead of seeing crimes for what they are, and it's all about labels now, right? It's all about labels. Because we have two countries now. There are two Americas. One America is obsessed with masks, vaccines, homosexuality, abortion, pronouns, BLM, feminism, soy lattes, mental illness, censorship, ending whiteness, government control, white privilege, and labels. And the other is about family, community, freedom, God, minding your own damn business. Those are the two nations we have within our nation right now. And it's unfortunate that many in our policing agencies are now threatened with their retirements. We have people that have served 20, 30 years. You have a lot of them just retiring, saying to hell with it. But there are people that can't afford to retire, but they're being threatened with their pensions if they don't go along. How is that okay? How are we not creating a crime force instead of a policing force? We already know when countries that ignore crime and let crime get out of control and let crime have dominion over people's lives, perfect example is the Soviet Union. We know when the police go from policing criminals to policing thoughts, actions, freedoms of its citizens, that the country implodes. It frankly deteriorates. It's over. So why are we letting this happen in our country? Why is even the AP, the moment something happens, putting out an FBI headline that says hostage taker was not focused on Jewish community? Colleyville, Texas. FBI says man who held hostages for hours inside Texas synagogue was specifically focused on an issue not directly connected with the Jewish community. How is that okay? How is that not a crime within are policing organizations that they don't even have the freedom to call it what it is. How upside down is it that you might be in Washington, D.C., there to show support on January 6th. You see guards come out, take away the gates, open it up. You see the guards ushering people into the White House. You go along, you go in. All of a sudden, you find yourself in prison, in squalor conditions, in solitary confinement, with no representation, no hopes of getting out. How is that not an upside-down world where everything is that was wrong is right, and everything that was right is wrong? We have experienced, not only in this last year of the administration that we've had, maladministration, but the last year of President Trump's term, just trying to destroy America, concerted efforts to degrade America and to make conservatives and or Christians the criminals. Even the FBI couldn't figure out this Malik Fassa Akram. When did he exercise his thing at the synagogue? On the Sabbath, on Saturday. How can you separate the Jews from the idea that Jews were targeted on their holy day at their house of worship? How a horrible mistake is that? That's how bad this is, folks. It is totally nuts. That is how bad this is. And that is how much our government's political motives are against the people and only about an agenda. Because I guarantee you, if that was a coffee shop or a gay bar or even an Antifa clubhouse in a safe place and a conservative walked in and held hostages, it would be nonstop on the news, supported by billions of dollars of media talking about how bad Christians and conservatives are, and we've got to take away these guns right now. These people have destroyed cities. Portland, Seattle. This is an infection of incredible proportions. When our own government cannot even see clearly, when they think double-digit inflation is a recovery in the economy, they lie to us every single day. And it's because one of the primary agendas is the only terrorist in the United States, or domestic terrorists, are called conservatives, not the people that are really terrorists. They actually started in the government a domestic terrorist division. There are 1.9 million, it's actually roughly 2 million, we'll just call it like it is. There are 2 million conservatives on a list being screened for being domestic terrorists. Our government got sued by the ACLU when they were trying to create a list of Antifa members who hide their faces and identity. But in fact, our own government, with the help of social media, has created a targeted list of 2 million Americans that they consider domestic terrorists. That is how far it's gone. But here's the point. All of this is a gift. I know it sounds really weird, but listen to me for a moment. The gift, here's the gift. Our eyes are open. We can see this happening right before us. These police and states are changing right before us, so we have time to react. It's not like 100 years ago where it just happened. All of a sudden they tell you to comply. You say, screw you, and they kill you. It's totally different. We have the gift of our eyes open. We've been given discernment. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how we put an end to it right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight, Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the hundredth time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
Hey there, think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country, our future, and my information is worth $4.16.
Can you feel it? You're getting more powerful by the minute. Just think of the impact your voice will have simply because you know how to tell the culture, race, and American political prostitutes they all need to cut the crap. Let's get back to Jovan and his final words for this week's program.
You know what our problem is as conservatives? We're just too damn nice. I've said this before. We don't put on our bandanas, our helmets, our bear spray, and our goggles and go out spraying and beating up people. We're too nice. And a lot of this happened on our watch because we expect the best out of people. It's just what we expect. But that's not the way people act anymore. And basically, we've got to get pissed off. It's just true. We have to get pissed off. We have to get angry, and we have to get involved. Not to the point that they take away our guns. I think there's part of it. They want to push us to an apocalypse. Now, literally, just so you know, bear fighters on basically her quote, not me, I'm a bitch. And we have to do it. We have to become a thorn in these liberals' sides. We have to get a little bit rowdy, but we have to do it in the right way. So here's the point of even this. Everything comes back to the same thing, folks, whether we like it or not. You hear this lie in elections. You even heard a smart man from MIT saying there were no changes in the ballots for president for adjudication. That was just a myth. No, it's not ever. They're never going to change a presidential vote based on a phony adjudication. It's too easy to catch. But what you need to know about the audits, they only look at the presidential vote, not the down ticket. And the down ticket is where the action occurs. And what do? They put in sheriffs and DAs and councilmen and mayors, and they eat us from the inside because they bring up their own domestic terrorists inside our ranks, a lot of them calling themselves Republicans, and they're really rhinos, they're really Democrats, literally, posing as conservatives just so they can take over. This is a very sophisticated game of taking over America. That is all it's about, folks. It is about taking over America. That is why they hate for people to say America first, because they've been taught America sucks, America's racist, America's colonial, and America is crap. That is nuts. And so they justify it and think they're heroes by what? Killing America. By creating what they've been doing for decades, the slow, secular suicide of the greatest nation on the planet. Now it's just in our faces more. There is only one thing that fixes this. One thing we must focus on, one action we must do. We must focus on elections. Period. That's it. Because everything comes down to elections. You've probably heard me say it. I'll say it again. The wealth of Americans, all combined real estate holdings and everything, is about $150 trillion. The government has about that much, maybe a little bit more. Let's just call it $350 trillion. Whoever we let in office, especially at that seat of president and in the Senate and in the House, is who we let control everything. And they take control of all of it, every bit of it. Andy Z's got it right. He said, in Chad, America's what you make it. That's what they've done to us. They have remade America on our watch. Our country was founded on an incredible piece of paper called the Declaration of Independence. That is why at any one time we have 160 countries waiting at our southern borders to break into our country. By the way, if you watch the news, or not even watch the news, watch online because they don't watch news. Right now there's a bunch of Nigerians, Ethiopians, West Africans and stuff staging in Mexico. They've gotten themselves all the way to Mexico. And the UN gives them money to survive and cash cards until they can break themselves in to the United States. The UN funds them. Can you believe that? And it is all because of who we have in government. That's the racket. They want us to be that battery unit in the Matrix that doesn't question anything, that's oblivious. As they suck us dry with their vampiric ways of taking our money, liberties, and freedom. Problem is, we let them do it because we didn't vote enough. And now people are saying, my vote doesn't count. I'm not going to vote again. That's crap. If you believe that, go register as a Democrat, join Antifa, and start learning Chinese. Because we need to vote now more than ever. Now more than ever. It is not too late. We cannot have the greatest country in the world founded on a piece of paper, Declaration of Independence, be ruined by a stupid piece of paper. Right? A stupid piece of paper. Yes, I see idiots all the time because I created what is the scanned commerce platform, QR codes, reading codes, and they'll say stupid stuff. They're using QR codes for passports. I sold that portfolio over a decade ago. I could no more call it back if I wanted to. But it's also like the people that invented tires aren't responsible for car wrecks because somebody used the automobile wrong. Do not get disfocused on rhetoric. Focus on the one thing we have to focus on, and that is saving the United States of America by voting more than you ever had at every level you have, because we have to get these socialists out, because these socialists want to remake our country in their image and their belief systems, and we're letting them do it, and we have to stop it. And the only way we can stop it is if you activate and you start calling out your lawmakers and you tell them. It's just like if you're totally upset at your kids and they're driving you nuts, right? And you've finally had enough and you say, cut the crap. That's why I named this program that. And then I realized, well, crap really is culture, race, and American politics. That's what you have to do. You have to activate. You have to activate. We now see it. Our eyes are open. You have to start complaining. Do not be worried if you're canceled. You can start another account. You have to be on all social media platforms, not talking in an echo chamber. You have to be everywhere. Because if we're going to win, you got to activate, and you've got to tell these SOBs to cut the crap.
Most people are afraid to stand up and speak out, but not you. You've been learning how to tell the system to cut the crap. What can I do to help save the America I love? And the answer is, learn how to fight back and tell the system to cut the crap. Cut the Crap's not just a radio program, it's a movement. The right kind of movement, which breaks free the conservative constipation and reminds you that you are the majority. And we're just not going to take it anymore. Make sure you're following Joe Von Hunt and Pulitzer on all social media. See you next week. And between now and then, take a stand and tell them all to cut the crap.
Hey there, think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country, our future, and my information is worth $4.16. Now, of course, you could use that money to buy one, well, say, iced coffee from your local Starbucks, or you could even feed yourself a box of frozen pretzels. Or that same $4.16 could be used to buy a small frozen Sara Lee pound cake. Now, of course, you could use that same $4.16 to feed your brain and to pound some sense into the leftists who are leaving our country in a mess. I hope you join me. Limited time offer, but you better hurry because it won't last long.